This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Every weekday, we talk with public officials, business and education leaders, nonprofit organizations, and more about the issues of the day. As we work hard to help you stay connected with local news and information, presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Now, here's Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, I am in studio today. We've had Patrick Snyder out at our booth, but over at the Oregon State University Extension Service booth, Logan Bennett and Kaylee Paxton. Logan, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Absolutely. Thanks for letting me call in.
So, I guess first of all, for people that are coming out to the fair today or later this week, tell people where your booth is.
Yeah, so we're in Douglas Hall, the big green building. And if you walk in the front door, you'll see a big tent with the Beaver logo on it. We're right we're right to the left of the entrance.
You did have to mention the Beaver logo on the duck station, didn't you?
It's important, I think.
Oh, boy. That's a whole nother topic. So what are you guys doing there in your booth? What kinds of things can people learn about?
You know, we've got quite a few things happening this year that we're pretty excited about. Right up front, we've got the Master Gardener booth, and we're actually holding plant clinics during the fair. So if you've got a question about a plant, you can even bring us a sample, and we'll answer those questions for you. We also have the Master Food Preservers here and our main extension office. So we've got a lot of handouts, things that you can learn. And as always, we're paired up with the Umpqua Valley Beekeepers. So there's also a live hive dive, or excuse me, a live hive that you can actually see bees in right now.
So people can come out, learn more about agricultural things in the Umpqua Valley. Now, what is this time of year? I mean, now we're into August. What kinds of things are going on for some of the folks that you work with and some of our ag producers around the valley?
Yeah, so not to be a broken clock, but this year, one of the main things that we're paying attention to is drought and water stress. So we're keeping an eye on that in all crops I work with, vineyards, blueberries, hazelnuts, and seeing if that's going to affect our crops and how it's going to affect our crops. And for folks who are installing new irrigation or planning on installing new irrigation this year, I highly recommend looking at micro-emitters, micro-sprinklers, and drip irrigation systems. It's going to help you a lot in the long run.
Now, talk about, for people, whether it's ag producers or just folks with their yard, the importance of what time of day you do your irrigation.
Absolutely. So one of the big things is making sure that we irrigate early in the morning or late in the evening. And the reason for that is we're trying to maximize water that makes it into the soil or onto the plant. We're trying to minimize, big word coming, evapotranspiration, which is the amount of water that naturally evaporates from the soil surface or from plant surfaces when it gets hot outside. That helps us reduce water waste and it helps reduce disease pressure.
So when people may see you driving around at 3 in the afternoon and somebody is watering their yard or their property, you're probably tempted to go knock on their door.
There are certainly more effective times to water, yes. So if you're watering at 3 in the afternoon and you've got like a timer, all we got to do is set that timer to even midnight is a great time to water. Just when the sun isn't beaten down and it's a little bit cooler, it helps a lot.
And for irrigating as well, one of the things I understand, and you probably should have already done it earlier in the season, but at least do it now, is sort of do a test and make sure, because if you are irrigating when you're asleep, you won't know this, but to actually run a test and make sure that everything is working correctly, you don't have one of your sprinklers shooting water the wrong way and that kind of thing.
Absolutely. That's super important. And even if you have already done it once this year, it's still a good idea to do check-ins throughout the season. We actually just found that we had an irrigation pipe that had broken, and since we were scouting for that, we could fix it, and we weren't wasting a bunch of water.
All right, and obviously this year of any, not wasting water is a big deal. What's happening, what else is happening in the ag community? What are we seeing with crops as we get into August?
So right now, we're kind of rounding the corner for a lot of crops, but we're still paying attention to some of the disease issues. One thing, as an example, is in hazelnuts. Even though we haven't seen it very often here in the county, we still want to keep an eye out for eastern filbert blight.
It's not super common in Douglas County, but it's above us and below us, so we just want to keep an eye out for that. And that means going out, checking out the orchards, seeing if we're seeing fungal accumulations, dead branches, anything like that. And then while we're out there, we can also count how many nuts are showing up on those trees. So in the clusters, they'll develop 1 through 4 nuts per cluster, and what the fill is looking like on those. And we can kind of get an idea of the orchard health with that.
Now, for people that are, you know, maybe home gardeners, what kinds of things should they be doing this time of year?
Yeah, so on the home gardener, especially like with a hazelnut, you want to make sure that you're still watering, because this is the time those nuts actually turn into something edible. And then we want to be checking for heat management too. So I think I heard you say it's going to be 103 today.
101.
101. Still not great. For example, if you've got blueberries, this is one of those times where I would actually say that watering during the day can be effective. And the reason for that is if you're using overhead irrigation on a blueberry plant, when it's 101 out, you can create a microclimate that's up to 15 degrees cooler and maybe help preserve some of those berries. Blueberries, as an example, have a very low heat tolerance. They can start getting damaged above 90 degrees.
What about in the commercial orchards right now? What are we seeing with hazelnuts and tree fruit?
Yeah, so we're taking watching for disease issues in the hazelnuts. And tree fruits, right now the big thing is monitoring for the particular pests. So in the world of cherries, we've seen a pretty high presence of spotted wing Drosophila this year, so we're monitoring for that. In the world of apples and pears, we're looking for coddling moth, apple maggot, and those species. And that's typically done in the commercial orchards with pheromone traps.
And now, you've talked some about before, eastern filbert blight. Where are we out there?
So far in the county, we're looking pretty good. But that's something that we always want to be monitoring for. I'm not sure if it's made it onto our local news yet or not, but eastern filbert blight has actually mutated, so there's now a new strain that we need to be paying attention to. And it doesn't have the same the trees that have the resistance gene don't seem to react to the new strain.
As people are getting ready to do some harvesting preparation there, what should they be doing?
Yeah, if you're doing harvesting of hazelnuts as a gardener, we want to make sure to pick those nuts out of the trees in about a month, check them out, make sure that we've got a good nut production so that the shells are actually full. If you're running into an issue where you're seeing holes in the top of the nut and there's nothing in it, or if you're having blanks, feel free to bring them to the plant clinic and we can help you diagnose the issue. And the reason I say that is because there's a lot of different issues for nut blanks. For commercial growers, they're breaking out the machinery, getting that made, or making sure that it's all cleaned up and functioning well. Hazelnut producers use this really cool machine called a sweeper. And think of it like a vehicle that drives right on the ground and has giant brooms attached to it. So we've got to make sure that machine's in working order before we get to harvest.
And what about for our wine folks, for the viticulture community, how do things look?
Yeah, this is an important time of year for the viticulture community, because we're either right in or right about to hit veraison, depending on what variety of wine you're growing. And veraison is when wine grapes turn color. So red grapes aren't red when they start growing. They actually turn red during the season. And white grapes go through veraison too, but it's not as noticeable. And with that change in color in the grapes, it actually changes not only the physiology and sugar accumulations, but what we need to be paying attention to in terms of pests and diseases as well.
Now, we've been talking a lot about the heat, the drought situation, and talk about the emergency drought declaration that we're under.
Yeah, so right now we are in a position where the county has declared that we're in a drought, and there is the potential for some water rights to be limited or maybe turned off, maybe. That's not something I can say for sure, but that's something we want to be paying attention to as the summer progresses. And in general, we want to be trying to use our water as wisely as possible, not only for our crops, but things like our lawns and our gardens too, just because we want to make sure that we're conserving the water and still trying to produce what we produce.
Now, in the midst of summer, maybe people aren't thinking ahead towards fall and soil testing and things like that. What would you suggest?
I know right now it's, August 5th? But for me, in my world, we're on the brink of fall. And so it's time to start thinking about what our fall crops are going to look like and if we need to be sampling our soil to improve it for those fall crops or for next year. So now's a good time to get out of the field and actually take soil samples. And then we want to get those sent off and get the results back as soon as possible so that we can start addressing any nutritional needs.
Now, the fair is continuing, of course, till Saturday. The exhibit buildings open daily, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. So I imagine you've got folks out there most of those hours.
Oh, yeah. So we're going to be here 11 to 5 every day for the fair. And we've got all sorts of stuff here. We've got those handouts. We've got a spinning wheel for a thing we've got called Garden Future. And then there's also class information, the Master Gardener program starting in a few weeks. So come out, talk to us, see what's going on. And then, of course, the big thing, there is tons of 4-H going on out here this year. We've got hundreds of submissions. Our floral building is full, and those kiddos have done a great job with their animals. You can come check them out and interact with the kiddos, see what they did.
And, of course, the lamb show later in the week.
Yeah, there's a lot of exciting things happening this year. Auction is going to be Friday at 4, and if you want to add on to auction items, today's the last day to do it, except for on auction day.
So a lot going on out there. I think we'll take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back with Logan Bennett from the Oregon State University Extension Service. Interview a podcast after one at 541radio.com. Back in a moment on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1250, Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Oregon State University Extension Service. They are coming to us live from their booth in Douglas Hall. Logan Bennett and Kaylee Paxton. Guys, how is it going out there?
It's still going good out here. This is Kaylee, by the way.
So talk about what you like best about being out at the fair.
I love the fair. I love animals. So it's always growing up, I loved going and looking at what people brought because they were always animals I couldn't have. So it was fun to go see them without having to own them. And then also when I was a kid, and I still do it as an adult, I would submit art to the, you know, to the art contest. And I love seeing what other people do and like how creative my community members are. So those are my two favorite things about fair.
So what's your role with the Extension Service? Remind people what you're involved in.
Yeah, so my position is I'm an educational program assistant. I work under both Logan Bennett, our small farm agent, and also Alicia Christensen, our forestry agent. And I help them with promoting events, putting on those events, and then engaging the community in any other way that, you know, gets them to know or helps them understand what we do and also gets them the information that they need to do whatever they're doing successfully.
And Extension's been doing this for a long time because we've obviously got a lot of agriculture going on here in the county and in really a lot of different regions.
Yeah, that's like, I mean, Douglas County, that's our thing, is that almost like 100 years involved with the fair itself. And then I forget how long we as Extension have been in Douglas County. But yeah, like Roseburg is one of the timber capitals, so it makes sense that, you know, Oregon State is here. And then as I've spent more time with Extension, because I'm almost on a year now, it's my first year with Extension, I've learned how much Douglas County is involved in agriculture that even as a kid growing up here, I was unaware of. So it's really cool.
Wow. So talk about some of the upcoming classes and workshops that you guys have on the way.
Yeah. So I have a handful. Some are from forestry and some are from the agricultural small farm. And we're going to do it in order of timeline. So our first one coming up is our tree school. And despite what it sounds like, it's not a school we're sending or set up just for trees. It is about forestry related and natural resources. And it's a big day that people come out. We're going to host it at UCC. And it's kind of like a mini college day where you can pick from, I believe it was 24 classes. You get four, you spend the whole day, you get to learn about the topics that you picked. We have a bunch of people from Oregon State and also just professionals in these fields. You're getting like a college level education for the fraction of the cost. And right now, you miss, if you haven't registered for tree school, you unfortunately miss the early bird special. But right now, from August 3rd into the 11th, it's only $90, which is still a steal for like what you're getting, because four college level classes from experts, and you get to spend time talking to them as well. So if you haven't registered, please go do that. It's going to be fun. It'll be worth it. I've been to a tree school and I loved it.
And what's the date for that?
Tree school Umpqua specifically. There's multiple tree schools throughout Oregon, but ours is Umpqua.
All right. Now,
and it only happens every 2 years. So if you don't go this year, you're going to have to wait until 2028.
All right. What else is coming up?
Next, we got on August 29th, we have the Little Livestock Workshop. So if you're a small farmer, rancher, or even a backyard grower and are interested in upping your game by adding livestock, we have a workshop to help you get into that. Because obviously, taking care of animals is a lot. So this is going to be a day or from 9 a.m. to 10:30. We're going to be at Lonely Oak Farm. So you'll actually get to be in a space where there are animals and people taking care of them. So you're going to get like expert advice on how do I take care of these animals? What do I need to do to make sure they're healthy? And what kind of space do they need? And then if you're planning on, you know, selling their meat products or eggs, like what does that look like? And how, what are the rules? And how do you find your market? So that will be, again, on the 29th. It'll only be from 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. And this is a free workshop. So there is a required registration. So please go on our website and do that. But it's free to register and free to attend.
All right. Kaylee Paxton is out at the Fairgrounds OSU Extension booth. Got a couple minutes left. What other ones do you want to talk about in terms of upcoming workshops and classes?
A big one that we have coming up on September 9th is planning for your small farm business, and that's another free one for ag. And this will be at our office from 5:30 to 6:30. And again, this is a free event. If again you're interested or already have a farm or small farm and ranch, but you need help or you need reliable information on how to get started, and that one's free. Another one for forestry is we're going to do a class in all about Christmas trees on September 10th. So if you're interested in growing Christmas trees, whether on like a farm or even in your backyard, we're going to have our Christmas tree specialist come down and speak to us. That class is $5. And the last class is planning for planting about reforestation. So like if you are a tree farmer, just any kind of tree farmer, and you're like, okay, I harvested, or unfortunately with the fires, maybe there's going to be some loss. Your next question is, okay, the trees are gone. How do I bring them back? We're going to have an OSU specialist who's going to take us out in the field, out in Umpqua, to tell people like what they need to do and how to do it successfully. And that class is $10 and it will be on September 25th.
So if people find any of these interesting, how do they get connected and figure out where to register?
Yeah. Our registration is on our website, the Douglas County, Oregon State Extension website, or they can call in. I don't have the number off the top of my head, but if they rather, they can call, or you can also get in contact with me if you have any questions, or Logan. Our emails are both on the website, or again, if you call in, our office specialist will be able to direct you to our phone numbers.
All right, as we wrap up, what are you looking forward to doing out there this afternoon?
I don't know. I haven't thought. I want to walk around and see what there's to offer. I have not been to the fair in a couple of years, so I'm excited to see what it looks like.
All right, Kaylee Paxton from the Oregon State University Extension Service, along with Logan Bennett. Thanks for being on this afternoon.
Yeah, thanks for letting us come on.
All right, 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
This has been Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Listen every weekday afternoon at 12:30 to stay connected with what's happening in your community. It's presented by Roseburg Foot and Ankle Specialists. Today's interview will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it with others. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.